You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
Let's call
Alex.
Yes, let's call Mr. Raymundo.
No, let's not.
Come on, man. I want him to see what this is.
We can just call him with
I don't want him to see what this is.
Linda and Sarah.
That is so responsible.
I want to be able to warm him up for it and then send him a copy of it as opposed to have him wake up out of a horrible sleep.
Alex doesn't need to be warmed up. He's always ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, really?
From what I've heard.
All right, should we let them call him?
That was crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah?
All right.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right. Sell it, baby.
Hola.
There you go.
Hi, Alex Raymundo.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. This is Sarah from the Lex and Terry Show. And guess what? I'm drunk right now on number one tequila. Okay, can you go on the air with us for just a minute, please? Yay!
All right. Yay! Listen to her.
Terry and I inside are going, no.
Hello, Alex.
Buenos dias, señores y señoritas.
Things are...
I just got the greatest greeting, the call I've been waiting for Sarah since we started doing this. And I thought it was... She called me, she said, hey, it's Sarah, and I'm drunk. And I was like, finally.
Yeah, no kidding. We would like to thank you and Number One Tequila for making today's show possible.
Oh, and I got to tell you, as excited as I am, I'm disappointed that I thought Sarah was just calling me off the record, telling me she was drunk. I was ready to jump on a plane and head to wherever she was.
Well, that'll happen. That'll happen one day, I'm sure.
I'll send you a text later, Alex.
And by the way, Mr. Sarah, because I know there's one, I'm only playing.
No, they love you, Alex. I've got to say, I'm planning on marrying into the Ramirez family, and they are massive fans of yours, so they are very excited to know that we're with you and Number One Tequila.
Nice. Awesome. So the man that you see is a brown man? I love that.
He is, yes. Once I've been brown, and I will never go back to a different town, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Off the cuff and funny. I like that. I like it.
Hey, Alex. Hi, I'm Linda.
Linda, talk to me. All right. Now that Sarah's off the table, I'm back to Linda.
Yes. You have a wonderful day, Mr. Raymundo.
God.
Hi, Linda. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
The sad part is one of these guys isn't drunk.
Yes. All right, Alex, man. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Have a good day. Cool. What's up, buddy?
Another day, man. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Good.
Just calling to hit my mama a few times for her birthday.
Bitch! 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 I love you.
You got a lot of them there, man.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Happy birthday, Mama Cool.
Yes, sir. I love that bitch.
Well, that's good.
Y'all have a good one, man.
You too, cool.
You too.
Thank you, buddy.
I love that bitch.
Oh, that's funny. Kenny in Fargo, what's up?
Man, if I'd ever said I love my mama, bitch, she'd have knocked all my teeth out of my mouth, man.
Even if you were that loving about it?
Yeah, man, you don't do that kind of crap, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, Terry. I mean, Lex, you say, just swear around your mom. You're going to get a backhand. You ain't going to see it coming, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, and you guys were talking about War, man. I saw them in the 70s, man, when I was a kid, man. It was the greatest band I ever seen in my life, man. It's just like, and D could probably tell you about the Funkadelics, man. George Clinton.
Oh, I love the Funkadelics. Yeah. P-Funk.
I mean, they were great bands, you know, back in the day, man. You mean, there were like 10 bands that were top in the world, and like Frankie Beverly, I mean, and like War. I mean, it was just unreal, man. I mean, it's sad to see a lot of guys, you know, pass on, the music dies, but, you know, groups like that.
There's something coming out on July 2nd of 2021. You're going to want to watch this, Kenny. I am definitely on pins and needles for it. Questlove found all of the footage Because there was a festival that went on in Brooklyn called the Soul Festival, like the same, it was either the same month or the same week as Woodstock. But nobody ever knew of it because the footage was there and it was just like put away. Well, he's gotten the footage. He is. They've put it together. He's conducted interviews of people that were involved with Soul Fest, and it's coming out July 2nd, the Summer of Soul, and it is some bangers on there, man.
Wow,
I'm telling you.
Hey, you know what? You know what, guys? I saw Rare Earth in a club in Houston, Texas. I paid $5 to get in. I mean, that was unreal, Lex. If you
got ripped off. No, I'm just joking.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was in the 70s, maybe the 80s, Lex, and paid $5. I mean, I have never seen so much weed smoking in my life. I mean, I got so stoned, I forgot I had weed in my pocket, you know, I mean, because everybody was... it was a blast, man. I mean, Rare Earth, man, I mean, you know, are they still together, D? Rare Earth?
I'm not sure. They might be, or a version of them may still be together.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was some great bands, Lex. I mean, Lex, and I know you a lot. I mean, like...
Oh, I know that. I was there.
Yeah, I saw Peter Frampton and ZZ Top and Jethro Tull all on one the same stage. Can you imagine that, man? I mean, that was a blast. I mean, I was the only black guy in the black school listening to rock and roll.
You know, yeah, I saw Frampton with Gary Wright.
If you didn't know, Lex wrote Pomp and Circumstance.
He did?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't go, wow, that's heavy, man.
Yeah,
man,
well, hey.
You guys are talented, man. That's why I listen to y'all, man. I mean, Terry, seriously, I mean, the stuff that you guys say on the radio show, I mean, it's like real life, and people don't understand that, man, you know, how to deal with stuff. And, you know, just, I don't know, I just like...
Bottom line, people suck, dude.
They do. You're right, Terry. Yeah. They suck. I mean,
they just suck,
you know?
Yeah, I'm learning more and more that when they're done sucking, they suck some more.
Yeah, they do. And that's why I say, man, you guys are better than Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil needs to go in the pastor or something, man. But you know,
we don't view that as much of a compliment. Yeah. Just so you know.
I'd like Dr. Phil's money.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but he's getting sued, Terry. I mean, well,
that's what happens when you get rich. That's another problem that's another problem with being filthy rich. People come after you no matter what.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, I'm glad I'm poor.
We appreciate the call, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
All right, buddy.
Good
to see you
guys.
He's in a good mood.
I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but I wrote Pomp and Circumstance.
You know what that is, Sarah?
What?
Pomp and Circumstance.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Listen, we know a lot of our listeners haven't heard this before.
It makes it even funnier now, right?
And the joke was there. I had to go. I had to take it.
I love it.
Oh, God.
Oh. Man, it's been a great, wonderful day, and it's all on to... Number one, Tequila and Terry's ass!
This is the best of Lex and Terry.